Johnson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have our good friend Austin joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hi, Austin.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you guys?
We're great.
We've come to know Austin and his brother Andrew for many years through your work, Kennedy, at a couple of different organizations. The one that you're here to talk about today is called Access to Community and Friendship. What is that, Austin?
It's an organization that we built by ourselves with our friends during the pandemic for social and emotional support.
And it's for young adults with disabilities, 22 plus years of age, and just so you guys can all talk together, hang out together, go do fun things, support each other through tough times.
Yes, and really provide each other a social and emotional outlet to do typical things, just like our typical developing parents.
What made you want to start this?
So we realized that there was no programming for people over the age of 22. So we got together with our parents and friends and started in this program.
And what sort of things have you guys done together so far?
Well, Kennedy, we just went on a Boston Harbor cruise.
Nice.
We have over 100 participants, and we went to the restaurant game with 75 of our closest friends.
Okay, I want to give the website, Austin, so if anybody out there wants to maybe get involved with the organization or somebody wants to become a part of the organization, the website is Access to, so it's the number two, Access
yes.
to Community and friendship.com. There's photos
yeah.
on there. The different events are on there. How you yeah. can get in touch with Access to Community and Friendship as well. We've known you and your brother for a very long time, and this just makes such total sense. You know, knowing how much you two like to get out, we see you out at Mixed Lounges. I think the last time we saw you was maybe our Mixed Lounge at City Winery.
Definitely.
And you guys like to go out and do things. And this just makes total sense that you would start a group like that where you can get together people who are dealing with the same sorts of things in life and go out and have a good time.
And so far, I'm really, really pleased to say we got a grant from the Cambridge Community Foundation. We were one of the Innovation Imagine in Cambridge grant winners, and Pierce Park Sailing Center have also partnered with us.
Look at you getting sponsors and grants. Go off.
Yes.
Good for you, buddy.
Yes. it really took on a life of its own.
So proud of you. Just so proud of you.
Okay, let me give
the
website.
We can't believe the response.
One more time, it is Access and the number two. So Access to Community and Friendship.com. Access to Community and Friendship.com. Austin, you and the entire crew and your brother Andrew, you are now all officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye, buddy.
Bye, Kennedy.
All right,
love you.
Love
bye.
You. Bye.
Bye, Austin.
Bye.
I love that guy so much.
With all my heart.
Right? I love both of them. Him and his brother are just like the most wonderful people. So that's what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about. And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, we'd love to hear your story, whether you're starting a social organization or maybe just something cool happened in your personal life. Maybe you won a huge lacrosse game over the weekend.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
We'll be talking about that later in the show.
You know, I had a feeling we might.
Give us a call or drop us a text here in the studio so we can get you to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. You can call or text us at 617-931-1234. Again, 617-931-1234. And listen, it doesn't have to be anything big. It'd be something super small and cool that just happened in your life and you want to share it. Again, 617-931-1234. What do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio, Kennedy?
Well, the Olympics are now over, but not before some big gold gotten by our men and women's basketball teams.
Up ahead for Booker! Exclamation point!
He's a bad boy! Night, night!
Just phenomenal from Steph Curry. Those four threes in the final 3 minutes, leading Team USA over France. You could not have written a better story for Curry's first gold medal, leading the Americans to a fifth straight Olympic gold.
No timeouts here. It's Williams. That was a two. Banked it in. What a finish. Williams with her foot on the line. The United States, officially the most dominant Olympic team in all of team sport history. Eight straight golds, and the U.S. gets it done once again on France's home turf.
That women's game against France was incredible.
There was a lot of gold that happened over the weekend, but those were the two that...
And if Team USA on the men's side had maybe played one of their best players a little bit more, it wouldn't have been such a close game in the gold medal game. But I digress. This is a Good Vibe Tribe, and
I won't talk about Jason Tatum.
Thank you.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 1041.
So I don't know if you noticed or not, but we were gone on Thursday and Friday. Kennedy and I went to San Diego for a radio conference called Morning Show Boot Camp. Kennedy and I were on a panel. The weather was incredible. The Mexican food was delicious. I got myself a wonderful magnet at the Hard Rock San Diego.
And big fridge magnet guy.
I am. I'm a big fridge magnet guy. And I came home with a new best friend.
Oh my gosh. The love affair between these two grown men is something I just love to see.
How did you meet Mr. Wright?
We were at...
Right place, right time.
Yeah, we were at an Odyssey function. So I'll get into that in just a minute. But Kennedy, what was your favorite part of being at the... And so what it is it's just morning show people and radio people. Some of them, you know, in college, and some of them like, you know, that have been in the business for 50 years.
It's like a convention you might go to for your things to learn more about, you know, what you do.
And we've been going on and off over the years. I think this is my fifth or sixth one. For Kennedy, maybe your third or fourth one.
Yeah,
you spoke on a mental health panel last year.
I did.
We've done a panel or two over the years, but kind of like secondary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we got to do like a really big panel.
Prime time, baby.
Yeah, we were right in the middle of all of it, which was kind of interesting and fun and funny.
I mean, I really enjoy meeting the younger people who are coming up, because I feel like it is my duty as an elder stateswoman in this business to help to walk so that they can run and tell them all things not to do, or that they don't have to do.
Right.
And I think, you know, you just meet people. Like I remember the first time I went there, we were in Memphis.
Yeah.
We didn't go in Tallahassee, right?
No.
And I remember meeting these morning shows that, like, I would listen to in the morning, who were on the East Coast, and we were in Memphis, so we had an extra hour, and I could listen to their show, and how did they do stuff, because I didn't know what I was doing. And then I got to meet them in real life, and it was just so cool. And then just to have younger people now come up to us and say the same thing, like, it was a little overwhelming to be like, you know, that people are like, we listen to you in the morning for an hour or two before, or as I'm driving in or whatever. That was absolutely wild.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be like, oh, I'm so cool. I don't mean to say that, but it was.
No, it's a full circle moment for you.
It really was.
You're now the seasoned veterans imparting your wisdom. You are the Al Horford.
I feel like I'm a 12-year-old, though. I don't know why, but I still feel like a 12-year-old, which is kind of funny.
Sure.
And Kennedy said this a while ago. We've had like a pretty good month, you know, with the Marconi nomination for Personality of the Year.
Oh, it's a good time to go to a radio conference for you,
too. And like, our ratings have been, you know, just incredible, and just a lot of great things going on in our professional life. So to be out there and kind of celebrate that and have a good time. So our parent company is called Odyssey, and they had a party for all of the Odyssey people out there. And we were at the bar getting a margarita, and I start chatting up this guy because he's got on a really cool pair of sneakers, and then we're kind of connecting on sneakers, and it turns out he's a producer on a show in Denver with a station called Alice, and he's on a show called The Slacker Show. And I meet Slacker, and I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I am in love.
The skies opened up. There was rainbows and unicorns and lovely rock music being played, and you could just tell that I just hate the fact that he lives so far away, because
it's going to be hard on my heart.
They sat next to each other for almost every panel, and there were points at which I was like, guys, because he just kept making jokes. they had inside jokes by the second day. They hadn't known each other that long.
As I understand it, he has been on his station in Denver probably as long as we have been here doing the exact same afternoon show. So he's very successful. And what I learned about him, Dan, was he was a guitarist in Warrants.
No way.
You should see the picture. Long hair, ripped jeans, dead sexy. Seriously. He showed it to me and I'm like, that is pure sex. Oh,
he's got some stories from the 80s for sure.
So here's what I'll tell you though. He's not quite that old. He was in the Warrant after all of the hits.
Oh. Which is still fine. He still had a good picture.
So he has been named like Colorado's best guitarist of the year several times. He's an amazing musician, and when they were going to go out on tour in the 90s, he was the replacement guitarist. But
which is not a bad place to be.
It's an incredible story. Unfortunately, they never made it out on the road because of infighting between other members of the band. But we just had so much fun. We just laughed for 3 days straight. We went out to dinner. We hung out at the bar. It was just a lot of fun. And I'm not going to lie, I've been texting with him incessantly since we left.
I just imagine you on the edge of your bed, like kicking your feet, waiting for him to text you back.
He went to the One Republic show the other night. I was checking in to see how it was. He's a big One Republic guy.
I literally, as I was leaving, I sat and I looked them both in the eyes and I was like, I'm just so glad you found each other because this brings me great joy.
Very sad, Kennedy. I'm very sad.
Well, Carson, Denver is a lovely place to visit. One of my favorite cities. Got a picture. Maybe you guys can meet in the middle one day. You can meet in Chicago or something. Kansas City.
Well, I'm glad you left Morning Show Boot Camp with something. I don't know if it's more radio knowledge, but it's a friend.
I would like to make a long distance request and dedication.
Oh my God.
To my new friend, Slacker.
You're going to send him this audio, aren't you?
Dan, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is the service of Shaw's and Sir Market. The Olympics are over and they went out with bang. The closing ceremonies ended with a handoff from Paris to Los Angeles, where the 2028 Games will be held as they will want to do. First, the Olympic flag was handed to L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, who was accompanied by Simone Biles. Then her sang the national anthem. She crushed it. Here's
she
a little bit of that.
Amazing, Kennedy.
Six.
Yep.
And the road gets red, then the moon's bursting in air. And then it was time for Tom Cruise. He was lowered from the roof of the stadium by a cable.
Of course
he was.
Just came
swinging in like Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible, took the flag, mounted it on the back of a motorcycle, rode it out of the stadium, through the streets of France, onto a cargo plane, then parachuted out of the plane onto the Hollywood sign, which was modified to look like the Olympic rings on there. Some past Olympians did a relay with the flag by bicycle, on foot, and skateboard. And then it ended up beachside where the Red Hot Chili Peppers sang, Billie Eilish sang, and then Snoop Dogg sang from Long Beach.
God bless America. That was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. Lana and I were watching it last night, and we're like, all right, this is a snooze fest. I do like the band Phoenix, who was performing to kind of wrap it all up in the stadium. And then Simone Biles comes out, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm like ready to go to bed because it's like 10 o'clock. And then all of a sudden they cut to the top of the stadium and there's Tom Cruise. And that was the greatest 15 minutes of television I've ever experienced.
I just love that there was like, how do we present America to the rest of the world? And the whole room was like, Tom Cruise on a motorcycle. 100%.
If it's going to Hollywood, that's where we go. So, needless to say, good times were had by all. Austrian authorities have arrested an 18-year-old Iraqi national in connection with an inquiry into an alleged ISIS-inspired plot to attack the Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna, the country's interior minister said Friday. Organizers took the extraordinary decision last week to cancel three Taylor shows in Austria after authorities said they foiled a terror attack planned for the Vienna leg of her tour. The Iraqi teenager is the third person to be detained, believed to have links with the main suspect, a 19-year-old Austrian with North Macedonian roots, according to the ministry. Both teenagers had recently pledged allegiance to ISIS.
Wow.
They say a planned attack on a concert event was successfully thwarted thanks to the timely intervention of the authorities. The success was made possible through extensive investigations that targeted not only the main suspects, but also their surrounding network. They are taking decisive action against anyone who might be involved in terrorist activities.
I'm just hearing about this for the first time. I didn't know about any of this. So forgive me if I ask you a few questions that might be obvious. But has Taylor spoken on this yet?
No,
nothing yet.
Mm-mm. Blake Lively has. I don't have it sitting in front of me, but she has spoken out about it.
Jeez.
But it just sounds absolutely terrifying.
Has this tour stopped completely?
Nope.
They
canceled those three shows in Vienna because that's where they felt that the threat was that it was a concrete threat. But
can you imagine having to go back out at the next show? What that must be like for her and her team?
Yeah, if you're just even a fan going to the next show, you got to be a little weary.
The fans that were there did not let it stop them. They took to the streets. They sang in the streets. Disney Plus partnered with Austria's main broadcasting television network to broadcast Taylor Swift the Eras Tour for free for them.
Disney Plus
offered free trials, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they tried to do what they could to
imagine how to disappointing whatever. That was for the fans too.
I knew somebody who was there. My friend James, he was there, and he was like, "Well, I guess that's not going to happen." They flew there from here, from Atlanta. But
oh my God! Better.
Thank God the Austrian police were on top of it, or it would have been catastrophic. And you think of most of the audience at one of these Eras Tour shows are young girls, it would have been terrible.
And you say they were posing as security people within the venue or something?
Yeah, I don't know all of the details, and I could be here all week just trying to read into it. But explosive devices and detonators were found at the home of the 19-year-old, and extensive ISIS propaganda material, 21,000 euros in counterfeit money, machetes, knives, anabolic steroids.
Kudos to the law enforcement again.
Indeed. The whole thing is just awful, but I'm glad everybody is okay.
Wow.
And Jason Tatum is now a dad. After he and Team USA defeated France in the Paris Olympics Saturday, he and his girlfriend, singer Ella Mai, debuted their baby during a photo shoot in honor of Tatum's big win. So congratulations to the two of them.
I did not see his other son, Deuce, at the Olympics.
Deuce was in Paris.
He was. I didn't get to see a ton of the basketball, and maybe because Tatum wasn't in the games as much as he should have been, we didn't get as much Deuce time. Just saying.
Deuce was out there. He's living a real good life for a has-to-be-six-year-old.
Did they say boy or girl? I'm sorry, did you say that?
Girl?
I missed that.
Girl? Is that what I said?
I don't know. I might have missed it.
They've really kept this whole relationship under wraps. They've been together for like years, and you haven't heard about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they showed up on the red carpet not that long ago.
They just popped up together, and she was already like 6 months pregnant.
Yeah, so... That's cool.
I just think she's a wonderful singer.
Oh, she is a fantastic singer.
And that is what I've got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to Cammy Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you
game time.
Kennedy.
Yo.
From God's country, say good morning to Dante from Charlestown.
Good morning, Dante.
Hey, good morning, Kennedy. How's it going, guys?
It's going.
God's country, I say again, Charlestown.
Which is
crazy. Isn't that right, Dante?
Yeah, the best.
He's like, yeah, sure, man.
Just, whatever you say, man.
I just want to play the game, Carson. Leave me alone. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, yourself.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio. You ready?
Yep. Go.
Team USA finished the Olympics with 40 gold medals, which was good for a first place tie with another country. Which country tied with the Americans?
China.
Question number 2. Deadpool and Wolverine has made over $1 billion at the global box office so far. It is on its way to surpassing Joker's record to become the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time worldwide. Who starred as the Joker?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Today is National Middle Child Day. Name the Frankie Muniz-led sitcom about a gifted kid who's the middle child of a dysfunctional family.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Tom Cruise helped close out the Olympic Games by being lowered from the roof of the stadium and jumping out of a plane. There were performances by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Billie Eilish, and Snoop Dogg with Dr. Dre. Name this Chili Pepper song. Take a listen.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a problem. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angel.
Name the song.
I don't know.
Question number 5. Angela Bassett received a legend status from Disney this weekend for her contributions to the company. Bassett got her big break with her biopic portrayal of a famous singer known for her hit song What's Love Got to Do with It. Name that singer.
Aretha Franklin.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy! Dante's all business this morning.
Yes, Dante, have we ever bump into each other in our neighborhood of Charlestown there?
I don't think so.
No? All right. Well, I'm always down at the 99 drinking a nice lunch on tap. Come by and say hey.
All right.
Actually, not the 99. I don't know if they had lunch at the 99. Maybe it was Monument. I'll see you there today, 2:00. Okay.
All right. Okay.
He's like, nope.
So, dude, I work for a living, but come on.
He's like, this is a weird trivia game. This guy keeps trying to hang out with me.
I'm looking for friends.
Carson got himself a new friend, but he lives too far away.
I know. I'm still auditioning for local friends. Kennedy, Dante got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, my friend.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Team USA finished the Olympics with 40 gold medals, which was good for a first-place tie with another country. Which country did they tie with?
China.
Basketball should count more than ping pong, so we win by default, I'm just saying.
Tied at 1.
I don't know. Did you watch the ping pong? It's hard.
Deadpool and Wolverine has made over $1 billion at the global box office. It's on its way to surpassing Joker's record to become the highest-grossing R-rated movie of all time worldwide. Who starred as the Joker?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Tied at 2. Today is National Middle Child Day. Named the Frankie Muniz-led sitcom about a gifted kid who is the middle child of a dysfunctional family.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Tied at 3. Tom Cruise helped close out the Olympics with the most epic television ever. He was lowered from the roof of the stadium. He jumped out of a plane. There were performances by the Chili Peppers, Billie Eilish, and Snoop Dogg with Dr. Dre. Name this Red Hot Chili Peppers song. Take a listen.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels.
Name the song.
Is it Under the Bridge?
4-3. Angela Bassett received legend status from Disney this weekend for her contributions to the company. She got her big break with her biopic portrayal of a famous singer known for her hit song What's Love Got to Do with It. Name the singer.
Tina Turner.
Woo! Not Aretha Franklin. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Dante, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening. Thank you for listening to the show, Mike.
All good, thanks guys.
All right, Dante, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Dante from Charlestown. I can't be Kennedy.
God's country. You always say it's from God's
country.
We'll
see you at the 99.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. Call or text that number. We want to know, what'd you do this weekend? How about you, Kennedy? What'd you do this weekend?
Well, most of Saturday I slept. You know, I took the red eye from San Diego to Boston, but I was all finished. My mental health had taken a beating. So I pretty much, I didn't know what day it was, what time it was. I was very discombobulated. And then Sunday I felt better. So I did lots of things, went for a walk, ran errands, cleaned the house, tried to get back into normal routines, and then couldn't sleep at all last night because I was still in West Coast time. I can't win.
We pretty much lived the exact same life over the weekend with one caveat. Well, I'll get into that in just a minute.
I didn't have to be a parent. So
yeah, there was that part that was fun.
It's a bit of a caveat.
Nick is from Peabody. What'd you do this weekend, Nick?
I went down to see the Star Wars parody of Empire Strikes Back, the burlesque show.
How was it?
It was amazing. Absolutely hilarious.
Empire Strikes Back.
It's fantastic, isn't it? Such a good name.
Where is that show happening?
I almost peed my pants at one point, if you know. There's that one part, you know, I can't really release it. But
okay, yeah, don't say anything. No spoilers, please. No spoilers. Where is that show happening?
Over at the Huntington Theater.
Okay. All right.
So, like a sexy Darth Vader?
Oh, yeah. There's that. And then you got to wait for the Emperor, too.
Yeah. The whole thing.
And then you also went and
saw
Queen of Versailles.
Oh, yeah. Kristen Chenoweth. Yeah. She was amazing in that documentary.
It's and so
the rendition
good, right?
of that.
Yeah. It was good.
Amazing.
So good.
It was I haven't figured out a name for it yet. I need some help because that's the Barbaheimer. So, I did the whole back to back. You got to figure out what the good thing between seeing Stormtroopers stripping and Kristen Chenoweth singing.
That was your Barbenheimer.
Fantastic. I love it.
All right. I'm rocking.
That was good. That was good, Dan. Thank you, Nick. We appreciate that. B-Side went to a concert that I think a lot of people that listen to the show in the station might have been at this weekend. Good morning, B-Side.
Good morning, everybody.
And
I did. I went to the New Kids on the Block concert and stood behind a very tall man. So, like, I was his little angel on his shoulder, just scooted over and was like, oh, look, there they are. You know, danced with another older gentleman in my row who didn't want to dance, but I forced him. Had a great time with my sister-in-law who saw them 20 years ago. She was living her best concert era life right now. And, you know, got home at 1:30 in the morning, had to be up at 5 a.m. for work. And it was great.
Dan, did B-Side, she was dancing in her robe or her row?
I'm going to go with row.
Okay.
Maybe she had a sparkly New Kids robe. I don't know her life, but.
She's like, shut up.
I feel like most of that concert, like 60% of that concert was made up of our listeners.
No. 90% of the concert was made up of our listeners, Dan.
I'm glad everyone
and their
had a good
husbands
time.
That didn't want to be there but were anyway.
Let's see.
That was the tall guy that was blocking her view.
That was the tall guy. She sent me a picture. He was very, very tall.
That's Carson's life. I never get stuck behind him in a concert. They're screwed.
Donna's from Rochester, New Hampshire, and it was a big weekend for her and her boyfriend. Tell everybody what he did.
Well, me and my boyfriend been together for 21 years. We bought a house up in Rochester about 7 years ago. It's my second marriage, actually, but we're getting married. He proposed after 21 years.
After 21 years? Goodness
me. Yeah, I was in shock.
What do you think made the difference? What made him decide today is the day? Not 20 years, not 22.
I guess we've talked about a little bit here and there, but he was the one who originally didn't want to get married. I mean, I've been married before. I have, like, much older kids. I'm an older person. So it was just kind of, you know, we didn't really have to get married, but I guess over the last year, he's been looking at rings, and I had no idea.
Well, now that your relationship can officially drink, you can have a wedding.
It's about time. Were you in shock when he proposed?
Yeah, he kept saying, are you going to answer me? I was in shock.
Well, where do you think I'm going? Yes, I'm going to answer you yes. It's been 21 years. I'm not going. What am I going to say? No, this relationship's over.
It's like I'm heavily invested by now.
No, he said he would have just continued if I said no. So
it happens a lot.
We were actually coming home from Lemon Stuff. My grandson had a birthday party, and we met at Fort Devens. We used to work there.
Yeah.
And then he brought me back down there, and he goes, get out of the car. We're going to take a walk. And I was like, oh, my God. He got down on his knee. I was so shocked. I was like, I'm still shocked.
Donna, we're so happy
for you.
It
was an awesome weekend for me.
Donna, what is your fiance's name?
Ned, N-E-D.
Ned sounds like a romantic. Get out of the car. We're going to take a walk. You want to do this thing or what?
But now, I actually went to, I want to tell Kennedy, I had tried traditional weight loss, but couldn't afford it. But now I'm going back no matter what.
Well, that's my girl.
She looks awesome.
She does look
awesome.
They will
help you.
Congratulations to you both. Congratulations to you both. All right, 617-931-1234. How did it go at Barrett's All-Star Game on Saturday? I don't even know how I got there because I was so loopy, to be honest with you, Kennedy.
I believe it.
You didn't, you know,
didn't know what time it was, what day it was.
I went from the red eye and the airport to the lacrosse field where it was 1,000 degrees down in Quincy. Mm. So I will reveal all of that. Plus, we got a bunch of people that want to share with us some other stuff, including an 80th birthday that happened over the weekend.
Let's go.
You can call 617-931-1234. We'll do more of that next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 1041.
Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text into the studio. What'd you get into over the weekend? As Kennedy said, we were gone Thursday and Friday to San Diego for a radio convention, and we both took the red eye back in. And so I got back into Boston. It was probably around 7:30 or whatever. And Barrett had a lacrosse game, as we talked about before. He got named to the Mass Youth Lacrosse All-Star Game.
Which is awesome.
Big deal.
It was very cool. So he represented the class of 2029. It was at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy. They do a full weekend of it. All different ages, boys and girls. And so I tried to get a little bit of a nap at home, but then like I loaded up my stuff. So his game was starting at 2:30. Lana and I agreed to meet at Veterans Memorial Stadium at 1. She had to go pick him up because he's at YMCA camp on the Cape.
Right.
So she's got to pick him up and then drive him up, and I'm going to catch an Uber to the game. I'm so out of it, I leave like 3 hours early in the Uber. I get to Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy a full 2.5 hours before Barrett's game. I don't even know why. I brought the camera. I forgot the battery and the memory stick.
Did you hang out at the stadium for 2 hours, or did you walk down the street and get something to eat?
I was going to walk down the street, and I was like, I don't know if I should do that. So I just sat in the shade there for the next 2.5 hours waiting for Len and Barrett to show up.
I did that at the airport in San Diego. I was there for hours.
I was a mess.
Well, you flew back cross country and cut a vacation short for this game. That kid better be a brick wall in net if I did all that. You better be stopping everything.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. So he represented Charlestown as all these kids from different, you know, town programs. And so there's two goalies on this team. He didn't play in the first half. At one point, they were losing 5-1. It was not good. But his team came back a little bit. They got it 5-3 at the end of the first half. And then Barrett came in, and Lana and I were talking. There's other parents here. And Lana said something. I was like, what do you think? Barrett's going to come into this game and just allow like 8 goals on 8 shots? Like, that's not going to happen. She's like, don't jinx it. You can't say that. And then the second half starts, and Barrett gives up a goal in like what felt like 5 seconds. And she's punching me. She's like, this is your fault.
It is.
I'm like, if you think me talking on the sidelines is why somebody scored on Barrett.
Oh, now what you do and say doesn't matter? As you sit there like wearing specific clothing during Celtics games?
That's true.
Okay.
Well, This is different.
Sure. Whatever you say, buddy.
But
sure.
Barrett then locked it down. Barrett shut them down.
As he always
He only
did.
Allowed 3 goals in the second half. Their offense came to life. And he had 2 big saves at the end of the game. And they came back and won the game 9-8. And it was just epic and awesome. And it was incredible.
I'm so happy for him.
It was hot out there. It was tough on all of those kids. But they all played spectacular. Aww. And it was just a great game. The other games were really lopsided. But this was like one of the best games, I think, of the weekend because it was just back and forth and back and forth.
Well, I'm happy for him.
Yeah, very proud of him. He did a fantastic job. All right, let me grab... let's see. I have Linda from Weymouth. What did you get into over the weekend, Linda, that had to do with chocolate donuts?
What?
Yes. So first of all, I wish I had known you were in Quincy because I would have brought you coffee and donuts. We're right down the street.
You're so sweet.
Thank you. I needed it. That is for sure.
Yeah, I would have brought it. But so these big muffins that all the Olympians were eating.
Yeah.
I sent you some pictures. I made it into a donut.
Genius. Absolute genius.
genius. I actually made some and bought some. I'm actually at work now. I'm on my last week of summer school. But I made 36 of them and made everybody at work try them first. And they all went crazy. Yes, and I made it into a donut.
Like a donut
king is where you need to go, y'all.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I have to bring you guys some donuts.
We would love that. We would love that. I'll give you the address off the air in like 2 minutes. Thank you.
Friday morning is my only free day, but okay. I can come in Friday morning.
All right. Hey, we'll get that done. I'm going to put her on hold. Producer Dan, will you make donuts happen for
anything
Friday?
Anything for donuts.
I appreciate that. Let's see. Who do we have? I have, let's see. Is it Donna? Or no. Who is this? This is Jen from Lunenburg. Morning, Jen.
Hello.
Jen went to a concert at the Xfinity Center. Guess which one?
Oh, I can only imagine.
We went to go see Chase Rice and Dirk Bentley.
It was not. Ha, see how I did the old okie dokie. Thought she was going to say New Kids on the Block,
sure
didn't
you? I absolutely did.
How was it?
It was awesome. And then 3/4 of the way through the show, Noah Kahan made an appearance.
What?
So my daughter was over the moon.
Well, that is so cool.
Shut up. I am very sad I missed that.
I get the smile disappear. Sure, from
I know.
Your face.
I was like all excited for you until I heard Noah Kahn was there, and now I'm mad at you.
Like you were going to go.
No, I definitely wasn't going to go. That is super cool. Let's see. Marissa's from Boston. And where did you go to a show over the weekend? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Marissa?
Yes.
What'd you go see?
I went to New Kids, and I'm going to see Pink this weekend.
Pink tonight?
No, Pink.
It's August 21st.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Fair enough.
I have John on the line, Dan, but I can't seem to get to him because he's not on hold properly, but apparently you hung out with him this weekend?
Yeah, John invited me. He's been texting me for a while, and he invited me because he's like a professional go-kart racer and he races cars.
Right.
He invited me to Tamworth Motorsports, Club Motorsports, which is a racetrack up there, and he put me in all these like high-performance cars and drove me around the racetrack.
Shut up.
I want to go fast.
I was in a Porsche that was more expensive than people's condos.
No.
Going, oh my God, my neck is like sore. You use muscles, you know, just hanging on.
All the G-forces.
It was crazy. I've never had an experience like that. It was like being in Gran Turismo in real life.
Let's go.
It was super cool. But I'm not a car guy at all.
Yeah.
So like they're surrounded by all these guys who was like their life.
Sure.
And they're talking, and it sounded like they were talking Mandarin to me. Like they were looking, oh, I got this under the hood. I was like, Mike,
is that a V6 naturally aspirated, Dan? Is that all-wheel drive?
I wouldn't know what to say except, is that a Hemi?
I was like, they're all laughing right now. I'm going to laugh. It seems like a good time to laugh. But
really
it was
cool.
Legit one of the coolest experiences I've ever had.
Oh,
like,
how fun.
Going like 100 and something on a racetrack and then making a hairpin turn.
It's different.
It's a different thing.
Was that the fastest you've ever gone in a car?
No, but I can't talk about that.
Daniel!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Time for Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Kennedy, it is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
Say good morning to Christopher from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Thought we were going to have you in studio this morning, Christopher.
Yeah, I got a little confusing with, I have to go to New York for work, so
it didn't quite work out well. That's a long drive.
No worries at all. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. You're not going to win the cash this time. It's just bragging rights because this is Redemption Week. We are bringing back the 5 most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy and giving Kennedy a shot at redemption. What was the score when you beat Kennedy before, Christopher?
5-4.
Nice job. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively dominated the box office this weekend. Deadpool and Wolverine held the top spot at the domestic box office with $54.2 million. And Blake's It Ends With Us came in at a close second with $50 million. Ryan Reynolds used to be married to a different actress from 2008 to 2011. What's her name?
Scarlett Johansson.
Green Day is releasing a 20th anniversary edition of American Idiot. Who's the lead singer?
Joel Armstrong.
Question number three. Casey Affleck celebrating his 49th today. Casey won the Best Actor Oscar back in 2017 for which film that took place in New England?
Manchester by the Sea.
Question number four. Sir Mix-a-Lot turned 61 today. Finish the opening lyrics to Baby Got Back.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face,
you get sprung.
Dan, I think you missed an opportunity to have me read those lyrics.
Sir Mix-a-Lot was ahead of his time. Philosopher.
Question number five. Celine Dion is not happy that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are using My Heart Will Go On at rallies. The song is from which 1997 movie that was the highest grossing film of all time for 11 years?
That's a great one. Titanic. What a beautiful movie.
Well, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You remembered.
There it is. I get a gold star for the day. Kennedy, welcome back. I have Christopher from Hudson, New Hampshire, who defeated you once before.
Yes.
5-4.
Yes.
Got 4 out of 5
Ooh,
correct
well
this
done.
Time. These are tough. Ooh. You ready?
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively dominated the box office this weekend. Deadpool and Wolverine held the top spot with $54.2 million, and Blake Lively's It Ends With Us came in at a close second with $50. Reynolds used to be married to a different actress from 2008 to 2011. What's her name?
Scarlett Johansson.
Tied at 1. Green Day is releasing a 20th anniversary edition of American Idiot. Who's the lead singer?
Billy Joe Armstrong.
2-1. Casey Affleck celebrating his 49th today. He won the Best Actor Oscar back in 2017 for which film that took place in New England?
Manchester by the Sea?
3-2. Question number 4. Sir Mix-a-Lot celebrating his 61st today, Kennedy. Finish the opening lyrics to Baby Got Back.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you
get sprung.
Want to pull up tough.
Kennedy, I think producer Dan missed a moment there to have me read some of those lyrics.
I'm confused as why we didn't start out with my God, Becky.
The L.A. face with the Oakland booty, Kennedy.
Indeed, indeed.
4-3. Question number 5. Celine Dion is not happy with Donald Trump and J.D. Vance as they are using My Heart Will Go On at rallies. It's an odd pick.
The choices are just...
It's an odd pick.
Get you pumped up.
Sure.
The song is from which 1997 movie that was the highest grossing film of all time for 11 years?
Titanic.
It was, in fact, Titanic. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win for Redemption Week. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Yes, redemption is, in fact, yours. Christopher, thank you for coming back. Unfortunately, we are not going to hang your number on the rafters this time.
But we had a good time.
We did have a good time.
I was going to throw the challenge flag on the Green Day question, but I really his middle name's Joe Armstrong, and I said Joel Armstrong, so I now feel like an American idiot after that one.
Oh,
so.
And he gets a joke in at the end. Let's go. You understood the assignment.
Christopher, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Chris, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Clear the List is back. If you've not heard of this, what we do is we help teachers get all of the things that they need for the classroom because we found out a couple of years ago, and I mean, I knew this before, but it's really gotten out of control, I think, from when my wife was... Well, I knew from when my wife was in the classroom, which has been a while, but you know, some of the things now that teachers have to buy with their own money is just wild.
They have to buy their own chairs.
Yes.
That's crazy.
The rugs that they use in the classroom, teachers are buying them. So this is our attempt to try and help you clear the list to get back into the classroom. So what we want to do is have you reach out to us. We want you to get us your list, and then we're going to invite people to go to your list and buy the things that you need to take a little bit of that weight off of you.
Yeah, because we know that, you know, it's not just things like pencils and pens. We know that as teachers, you're finding ways to curate spaces in your classrooms for like a reading nook or a sensory area, mm-hmm. a sensory-free area or something like this. And you're going so far out of your way to create these spaces, but it doesn't come cheap. And mm-hmm. you also, we know, want to have enough supplies in school so that if kids who maybe can't afford them, will never ever have to ask and feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the stories that you all send us every year are so heartfelt and real. And we know how hard it is to be a teacher, and we want to help.
Yeah. They're underpaid, they're underfunded, and a lot of them have 30 kids in their classroom and who don't all have the things that they need, and they have to come out of pocket for so much of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So here's how it's going to work. You can send us an email with your story and the link to your completed wish list. Maybe it's Amazon or Walmart, wherever you have your list. Make sure you have added your mailing address. Yeah, there were some issues last year when we were doing this because addresses did not match up with the Amazon wish list.
Or you forgot to put it.
Or
we get hundreds.
Yeah.
I can't go back and like, I just don't want you to lose out because your address isn't
there. Right. Because if your address isn't there, then some of them, we got stuff here, I think, for some reason. People were sending
to
us.
Or they just couldn't send it to the person
couldn't send
they wanted to.
So here's what you got to do. Drop us an email, morningshow@mix1041.com. morningshow@mix1041.com. Again, that is morningshow, M-O-R-N-I-N-G, show@mix1041.com. We might highlight your story on the show. We're going to keep a running list on the website. So if you listen to the show and you want to go find a teacher in your community, they're all going to be there. We want to say thank you to Equitable, supporting local teachers, providing personalized financial guidance. If you're ready to start building financial independence, let's plan how. Equitable Holding Inc., New York, New York. And we are constantly updating the list. So please, again, help a teacher out in your town. Mm-hmm. And Kennedy, I think there's no better way to start off clear the list in 2024 than to go back.
With a little cash and some kindness, we'll help a bunch of teachers get ready for the year. With your credit card and a click of the mouse, we'll take all of these lists, we'll clear them all away. 'Cause I've got a list for you. And did you know those paints and books and pens the teacher bought with their own cash and no one seemed to care? We said not cool. And we got an idea. Let's do this thing together. Let's all do our share. 'Cause I've got a list for you. Want you to clear it too. And I've got a list for you. Want you to come and clear it too.
Clear the list.
Want you to clear the list now.
Clear the list.
They teach your kids, so get them what they need.
Clear the list.
Go to mix1041.com. We want to help you the best that we can.
Really hit that 90s cadence.
I do what I can.
All Hootie all the time for Kennedy. All right, clear the list. Go to mix1041.com, mix1041.com. And if you click on the Carson and Kennedy page, just went up on the website right now, you can see it there. The email address is there, morningshow@mix1041.com. And get us your story, and hopefully we'll help you clear the list.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
All right, let's get to Kevin Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Lauren from Rockland.
Hello, Lauren.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Lauren, I understand you're dropping your daughter off at camp.
I am.
What is your daughter's name, Lauren?
Her name is Lily.
Good morning, Lily.
Hi.
I have a question for you in a moment, Lily.
I was
okay?
Waiting for it.
All right, just hang on. Let's get through a little bit of this first. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. Of course, if you tie, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy is in that soundproof booth. Question number one. Back to the Future tops the list of feel-good movies by Entertainment Weekly. Who plays Marty McFly in those movies?
Michael J. Fox.
Disney announced a bunch of new movies this weekend at their D22 Expo, including Frozen 3, Toy Story 5, and The Incredibles 3. Oh, a bunch of new stuff.
Yeah, a bunch of new movies.
What is the name of the kingdom in Frozen?
Lily, come on.
Lily's like, don't drag me into this, Mom.
Yeah, it starts with A.
It does.
Pass.
Okay, question number three. Elle King is not a big fan of her dad, Rob Schneider, and says she can go 4 or 5 years without talking to him. What is Elle King's breakout song that is still her biggest hit to date?
X's and O's.
Burning Man ticket sales are apparently sagging. What does Burning, or where, excuse me, which state does Burning Man take place in?
California.
And question number five, Jamie Lee Curtis received an honorary doctorate from the American Film Institute. In 2022, Curtis had a large role in a film about a Chinese immigrant who gets swept up into an adventure in which she alone can save existence by exploring other universes and connecting with the lives she could have led. Name the movie.
I have no idea.
I know. It's
but
hard.
I did remember it's Arendelle for Frozen.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Lily, are you still there?
It's the moment of truth.
Yes.
Lily, I have a question for you. Do you know what the question is?
I think I do.
Does your camp have archery?
It does not.
When did you realize your mom was a terrible parent, Lily? Kennedy?
Yep.
Lauren got 2 out of 5 right.
All right.
My ding was a little soft. There we go.
Soft ding.
Soft ding.
Ding dysfunction.
Here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Question number one. Back to the Future tops the list of feel-good movies by Entertainment Weekly. Who plays Marty McFly in the series?
Michael J. Fox.
1 and 1. Disney announced a bunch of new movies this weekend at their D22 Expo, including Frozen 3, Toy Story 5, and The Incredibles 3. Shouldn't they have just announced a bunch of remakes or sequels?
Sequels, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So it pays the bills, man.
I'm a huge follower of Disney influencers, and let me tell you, I'm very excited.
What is the name of the kingdom in Frozen?
I'm not going to remember.
You were about to say Andorra, weren't you?
I was.
Arendelle is the correct answer. Tied at one. Question number three. Elle King is not a big fan of her dad, Rob Schneider, and says she can go 4 or 5 years without talking to him. What is Elle King's breakout song that is still her biggest hit to date?
X's and O's.
Tied at two. Burning Man ticket sales are apparently sagging. Which state does Burning Man take place in?
California?
Nevada.
I wonder why they're sagging. People don't want to do LSD in the desert anymore?
It's so passe. Tied at two, question number five. Well, I think the fact that they're, like, expensive might be.
Yeah, I think it's gotten quite expensive.
Burning Man's turning into Coachella?
Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis received an honorary doctorate from the American Film Institute. In 2022, Curtis had a large role in a film about a Chinese immigrant who gets swept up into an adventure in which she can alone save existence by exploring other universes and connecting with the lives she could have led. Name the movie.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Fantastic.
Hot dog fingers.
How can you forget about that? 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Lauren, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do really appreciate you and Lily listening to the show this morning.
We do.
Next year, Lily, make sure you put it in your contract that your summer camp has archery, okay?
Yeah.
Lauren, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
All right. This is Lauren from Rockland, and I cannot be Kennedy. But Lily and I also just wanted to say thank you to the Mix 104 crew because we won tickets to Noah Kahan, and we had the most amazing time. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. You were going to say something,
Dan?
No?
No, I couldn't hear what she said, so I was going to pass.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.